It's episode 144. That was my long drawn out intro. Sorry for the coughing. I just got through eating and I made some extra hot chicken. I made my own dry rub, like a southern barbecue dry rub, and it's still burning my mouth, so it's caused a little bit of problems. I'm gonna have to drink a beer and wash it down. But that said, it is episode 144, and this episode was a first fully hosted episode in a long time. The flop was back. She's not leaving me after all, which is good news for me and my daughters. We won't be a broken home, so that's good. But this episode, we go all over the place, which is pretty cool, too. Another one of those random episodes like we used to be all the time. I'd like to thank... Oh, some stuff I forgot to mention. One, Jetpack 7. It's a third-party RPG supplier. They make modules and supplement books and stuff like that. I kickstarted one of them and a few months back, about a year ago almost, and I got a free book, and then the Kickstarter book came out, and it has a special thanks to the Kickstarters in it, and it says Jeremy Bohan and right there across it, which is awesome. So I'm giving them a shout out. I'll even link them on the description on the Facebooks and the Twitter and all that stuff, because that's pretty cool. Good for them. Other than that, the thing we forgot to talk about too is Bender got in his first Twitter feud, which was fun to read if you were me, and it was all about politics. Go figure. But all that said, let's just forget everything else. Just know that we still have the super awesome sponsor, Beer Sauce Shop. We're going to head back up there sometime too, and we talk about it on this episode. We go there, beat us there, and go take advantage of one of their 500 individual craft beers, 250, it's more like 2,050 individual sauces, rubs, flavorings, and then 25 plus whiskeys, rums, bourbons, things like that, whiskey, bourbon, whatever. They just got everything you need to grill and to drink. It's all right there under one roof. It can all be purchased individually instead of by the 6, 12, or 24 pack. So if you don't like it, you're good. You didn't buy that many. So go check them out. 318 Mid Rivers Mall Drive. That's my boys at the Beer Sauce Shop. Also, yeah, just still hit up Alex. Our promo code's kind of expired. It's RAPCAST15. But, you know, if you do need a bomber jacket to keep your beer colder longer in a stylish and pretty kick-ass way, then he's the man. www.mybomberjackets.com. War on Warm, at War on Warm on the Twitters, Instagrams, and all that stuff. And hashtag beer cleavage. Check it out. You'll know what I'm talking about. All right, so that's that. The episode's about to play, and the bomb is about to go off. Boom.
Silver Dollar City, they had like the little interactive map.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to go, like it's like, you know, you could fucking Google Maps yourself there. It was awesome.
Oh. Hmm. Malls have that. You know, every time you go in a mall, it says, would you like, Google Maps says, would you like the map of the mall?
No, I did not.
It pops
that.
Up Kohl's on your phone
does
all the time.
Sounds similar. As soon as you walk into a Kohl's, it does that.
I think it's probably because I don't go to malls anymore.
Hmm. Who does?
You don't have teenage girls. Mm. You will. If there's malls around, she'll want to go.
Do you guys ever cruise the malls back in the day?
I did. Every Friday and Saturday.
Northwest Plaza?
Yeah, and the Tilt downstairs.
For did us, you ride the elevator and make out with chicks? I mean, dudes?
Well, no, I never made out with any chicks. And huh. I just told you I made out for the first time late freshman year. So, no,
that
I did not.
Doesn't matter.
I did not make out with people.
We used to ride the elevator and make out with girls. It was fun.
Huh. Nice.
The on the elevator. What elevator?
The elevator that went from Tilt to the movie theater on the second
Jesus
floor?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I used to go to roller skating rinks and do a little east side, west side.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
I did roller rinks.
We didn't have any of that stuff. In small town southeast Missouri, we didn't have any of that stuff. What we did have was teen night once a month at the Big Book Club where my mom bartended.
We had YMCA used to be on Midland.
Did you guys ever do dare dances? I never did those.
No, man.
I don't think they had those.
Dare wasn't a thing for us.
Drug enforcement?
Yeah.
Stuff?
They knew my family. I wasn't allowed in.
Like, this guy's slinging for sure.
Yeah.
We didn't have dare programs.
We had dare, but I don't remember there being a dance.
No, there was definitely no dance for us.
No, we didn't have a dare dance.
But then, like, all of a sudden there was, like, a couple years, my brother and sister went to dare dances, and I was like,
how'd that work out for them?
I feel like that's where they started their issues.
We had a cotillion.
What the hell's that?
That's a fancy word for fucking dance.
I thought it was like an actual dance, and I thought about it, and I'm like,
Every time you think he's a regular dude, he pulls out that uppity white kid bullshit.
I was like, what is this like?
You're all jealous because you don't know how to foxtrot.
That's true.
Oh.
I don't know anymore. Honestly.
Is that how you trapped Kelly? I know how to foxtrot. And she's like, woo.
She goes, somebody has to pay attention to this miserable bastard. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Now that we wasted all the good talks on
we've done it. I did it the last two episodes, so right now I will say we are back. And this is, I even put this, this week's episode is not only late, but who knows how many hosts will be on. Yeah. But as it turns out, it was a pleasant surprise. My wife doesn't want to leave me after all. Aww. She's back on the podcast.
Talk about me at some other point.
Yeah, I said my wife is out of town on a girls trip, and this marks the eighth week she's not on the podcast. Clearly, the signs are pointing to we're getting a divorce.
Well, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. And then I thought, like, maybe you just were done with the podcast because I'm texting last week and nobody's really answering.
We're
back.
All answered. We all answered.
You did not answer like three times.
No, for like an hour. And then you asked 3 days
well,
in a row.
I am a needy bitch, okay? Answer that shit right away.
And then you go, are we doing it Sunday? Are you doing it today? I said, no, Sunday, like we said. And then Sunday rolls around.
I must have missed that.
And he goes, I didn't think we were doing it. You're the one that asked.
I must have missed that one or it didn't come through because I did not get one confirming Sunday.
I think you're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
I think
have a lot of things going on.
You are one of the most honest good friends that I know. But about the podcast,
thanks, buddy.
On that text thread, you are lying.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
you probably already deleted all.
Selected deleted.
Gotta cover my tracks.
Yeah. If you're gonna lie, you might as well be good at covering it up. So every one of the voices you hear would be starting to my left, my lovely wife, the flop. Right across from me would be the always lying about text messages, John Bender.
Yep, yep.
And last, and certainly the least in height, would be the Silver Badger.
What's up, party people?
That was clever. I liked that.
We are back for episode one.
Do you have pillows in your shirt? Your chest looks very pillowy. Look at it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but it's like cushy looking. Do you have a padded bra under there? What's going on?
Here we go. Here we go.
Great pecs.
Holy shit.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Please scare me. Like,
I was looking, I was like.
Keep your wife on your side of the table, please.
He's got some Charmin in there.
It's weird. It's weird that Missy actually says out loud when her and I are talking about things around the podcast. She's like, you can't bring that up around Bender because that narcissistic asshole.
Yeah.
But here she does.
Like, my head just hit the ceiling.
She throws jet fuel on him. Oh my God.
It literally looked like Sherman was in his shirt. You know, like he was in middle school girl.
She reached out. Squeak, 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 squeak.
No, you cut the tension in here with a knife.
Hey, it's been a long time since Missy's been on, and it's been a week in between episode, an extra week in between episodes, and we've had Tom missing for a while, so let's play some quick catch up. You had your grandfather's funeral.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Going back before we do that.
Oh, boy.
I have. Usually you two are so chatty, and then you said, text something about Missy constantly ignores us, so the statement holds no water. And then I said, I thought you were arrested by the feds for voting twice. And then you said, why, Jeremy, she said, why, Jeremy, you're the one talking about voting twice. And then you said, I might have multiple something or another. And then there's nothing about Wednesday. Or Sunday, I mean.
Yeah.
And then I got a text that says anytime at 4:30.
You said, you even left your own. Did you guys cast this week or are we going to try this weekend?
But then it was radio silence for three days.
Yeah, you can see on his screen it's nothing but green.
He deleted that.
No, I did not.
It said, sorry, bro. Sunday, bro. But even then, yesterday's text. Go back to the day before.
I must have to.
No. Go back up to Thursday.
This makes riveting podcasting
Pass
I'm just saying.
No, but go here.
I got that one.
And it says, I'm thinking Sunday. Could probably do that. And then you say nothing. So it's your radio silence. That's what's the issue.
No, I think it's a combination of both of us.
It
neither
seems
one
like
of
the
us
worm
wrong.
Has turned.
I like how, in order to get out of it, he said, neither one of us are wrong.
Yeah.
So what's everybody been up to since we've been gone? And I know Missy's been up to something, so I'm going to let her lead off.
What do you mean? Does that have a story?
No one has heard about your Nashville trip yet.
Oh, it was a blast. It was a
girl's
trip.
Did you wear a penis hat?
There was a bee
last. Did I wear a penis hat? No, there was no. It wasn't a bachelorette party. It was just
a girl's trip.
Nice. A chick's trip.
Well, that's nice.
A chick's a trip.
So there were 13 bitches on this trip.
Wow. Mm. Well, there you go. Mm. So much for you, Katie.
Is that okay for you to say?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You can't say it.
Were any of them single and ready to mingle?
A couple of them, yeah. And they were on the prowl.
Were any of them not single, but still ready to
They
mingle?
Were young, dumb, and full
of there was a
drama.
Couple on. There were a couple that were in a relationship and being hoey.
Oh.
So, there was a lot of drama the last night, but, you know, it was good overall. It was a good trip.
Did you all sleep in the same room, like, share, like, one big room type thing?
There was 13 people, so we shared three rooms.
Oh, wow.
So, there was Katie and I, and then
scissored up
two other best friends.
I wasn't going
the other
there.
Bed.
But
it's not a real thing, anyway. Lesbians don't do that.
Have you guys ever been to Nashville?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a blast.
Great time. I loved it. I told Jeremy, I said, Chicago is now my second favorite city. Oh, Nashville really? Is number one.
Huh. I see, I didn't have that reverse, but those are my
so
two
much
favorites.
For St. Louis in that equation.
I mean, to visit. I mean, oh, I just okay. felt like, and I told Jeremy, I felt like it was electric. Like, just every bar is, you can hear all the music, and they're all playing different music.
I think
and
she
like,
said,
you
it's
walk
electric.
In and out everyone. Yeah. I think even like even the homeless people play music. You know, that's pretty cool.
No, I didn't see any homeless people playing music. No, they were just being
improved down there.
Mm. He turned wrong.
What was the biggest?
Those are called sirens, and they're trying to trap you.
The biggest stupid thing about the whole trip was we had to Uber back and forth to the hotel, which was not bad, except for when you're trying to leave.
Yeah, everybody's doing
at
it
at night.
But tell them about
we
Super
had to
Uber.
Walk like off the beaten path to try and get an Uber.
Who did it? Did you lose anybody in like a murder?
Oh,
type
some
situation?
Bitch. So there was a girl there.
So an
she
extreme
was,
trip.
Yeah.
You're like, we would have heard of this.
So there was a group of four
Man
chicks.
Man is the most deadliest game.
That were together, and they didn't want to have anything to do with the rest of us. But two of the girls, one girl said, go fuck yourself, ooh. And walked ooh. Away. And this girl had, her phone was dead. She had no one else with her. And we were all wearing matching shirts this night. And a guy that saw us, the bigger group, in a different bar, walked this girl crying. To us from down the road.
That's a true humanitarian.
And he said,
that is a nice guy.
He said, I found your friends, which friends was a loose term because she didn't. She was a part of the group that didn't want to have
be honest, she's so. Yeah.
Well, now, well, she was one of the ones on the prowl?
No, she was engaged. This was like her bachelorette party, but no one knew about it because that was.
Wait, didn't I just ask because this was a bachelorette party?
Well,
that
no,
wasn't
no,
the plan.
We didn't know about it. That was their plan. That was that group of four's plan, so.
Mm. Fun.
First thing, the
oh, and
first
we rode
thing
a
you
Tesla.
Do when you have a bachelor,
oh, really?
Yeah, she will tell her to tell you about it. But first thing, rule of having a bachelor or bachelorette party, regardless of if you're friends or not, you let everybody know that. Yeah, so you pay for nothing.
By the way, I've never heard of a bachelorette party that didn't have at some point drama.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, you get 14, 13 girls together, you got nothing but drama.
I think if any girls' night out probably
you
has
get,
some sort of drama.
You get a girl out, drama's happening.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So one of the Ubers that we called, there was six of us riding, and this tiny little car came rolling up, and we're like, that's not fitting six of us. And it was a Tesla, and the doors opened like up
like,
towards
like,
the sky.
Yeah, like
back it was a Model X. It was a Model X. And then he pressed a button, and the middle seat went zzz, scooted forward, and two
people
go, sat back.
Missy, we gotta get you back to 1985.
A hologram
it's
of
your kids, Missy.
A hologram of Elon Musk says, "I hope you're comfortable in my car." Yeah.
It was a pimp ride for sure.
A pimp ride, a pimp.
But then
Tesla.
He dropped us out. He dropped us off in an alley, so no one could see that we were getting out of this.
Oh, now most pimp rides are usually like an 85 Cutlass.
Yeah. Our Honda Civic that has been tricked out.
Yeah.
But it was good.
Overall, solid trip. How many out of the six pack?
Oh, I would give it, for me, a six.
The city a six, but the trip.
Oh, the trip itself, probably a 4.5.
Yeah. Is 13 too many?
13.
People.
Ladies.
Yes.
People in general.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like a six pack would be pretty good.
Oh, they're in here.
Like a good sixer?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, how about you, Mr. Bender? What you been up to? You just missed 1 week, so together.
I feel like it's been longer, but I don't know. Maybe because I don't leave my house anymore because I'm on super baby watch. So
You bailed on an episode. It's been 2 weeks for you because you bailed on an episode.
I feel like every time I had something to do, my wife's like, I might be going into labor. And then she's not. I'm like, this is
so
bullshit.
He waited for her to go to bed, and then she called him while ago to say, hey, you're not in the house. Oh, I'm at the podcast. Are you drunk?
Yeah.
That's how that conversation happened.
No, nothing much. Just cleaning up, doing stuff around the house, waiting for this damn baby to show up.
Are you nesting too?
No.
He's
trying
to
fly.
Do you have
the
honey-do list? She's nesting, and you have that honey-do list.
Yeah, like she keeps coming up with shit to do. Like,
are you handy?
I think we do fucking laundry every day. I'm pretty handy. I can do stuff.
Hey, remember you told us about hanging a shelf that didn't work out?
The shelf's fine. Which one? I've learned from then.
Oh, okay. So
my dog ate a corner of my house. I fixed that.
Whoa.
Put on some
new dog or old dog?
No, the new dog. My
For
old
real?
Dog is a good dog.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. The old dogs are always the good
like
dog.
The new dog, I'm about to shoot into the fucking sun.
This is zero.
I mean, I love it.
What about you, Tommy the Tank Engine?
Well, I had the funeral thing.
Yep.
In Chicago. Well,
yeah. Buried a grandpa.
Yeah. Tell you what, not dry in the house. I in the house when we walked into Bagpipes, Amazing Grace.
Oh, you can't. That's tough to beat. You had a William Wallace funeral. You went Braveheart.
That was pretty good. Yeah, that was.
How hard was it for you to not yell freedom?
Hey. Did somebody look at you and go, did Teddy look at you and go, what's that, Dad? And you go, Outlaw Pipes or Outlaw Tunes on Outlaw Pipes.
No, the kids. I didn't bring the kids.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That was even better. You got drunk.
Oh, dude. I was the drunk person on funeral night. Well, we get to the reception right afterwards and I go straight to the Jameson. My dad's like, really? I'm like, no kids. No kids.
When in Rome.
Yeah.
Was your mom there, too?
Oh, yeah. She got mad.
Oh, that's right, because it was your mom's father.
Oh, yeah. You and your mom were already, like, feuding a little going into it.
Oh, there's a little bit of a loggerhead situation, but no, we made peace.
It was the perfect storm, culmination.
Did you get drunk with your mom, and now you have a newfound respect for her?
No, I actually wanted to get more drunk with my mom, and she dropped me off at a random bar that luckily everybody else showed up at.
Oh, my God.
I got kicked out of the car. That's how sloppy I was.
Maybe there was a plan that you didn't know that everybody was going to that bar.
I think that's actually what ended up happening.
That probably makes more sense. That's too much of a coincidence.
Like, I'm getting left here.
Yeah. Right.
On a happier note, I was not able to make Sunday's episode because I went to the PGA Championship in the last second.
I went, and we're going to talk about that later.
Okay.
We're going to make that one of the topics.
Gotcha.
And I got to be honest, I didn't want to go.
We'll talk about it here in a little bit. I guess outside of that for us, I think the biggest thing of the week is back to school for kids, right? Everybody's back to school.
Back to school. Yeah.
That means so if you're Bender, Missy, and myself, that's excitement because our kids are back out of the house. If you're Tom, that's exciting because his wife is now out of the house.
Yeah.
But
he has no comment.
Yeah, I know.
Make that money, honey.
Yeah. But it's that I wanted to segue into jump right in because I thought Yeah, I thought the best transition for Back to School would be talking about Rodney Dangerfield's epic masterpiece, Back to School, the movie. Anybody here seen it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Possibly.
Spoiler alert, we might see it again later in the game section.
Oh, well, that's good. Weird. I knew this was going to happen. But has there ever been a better movie about diving, period?
Has there been any other movie about
diving? I think there was one movie about the guy who had AIDS.
Greg Louganis?
Yeah, probably. That, and that was made for TV.
It was definitely made for TV, though.
That's not better than Rodney Dangerfield.
No, I'm not saying that, but she said that wasn't the question.
But that
she
was
said
more
any
of a,
other
a,
movie.
That was like a, not a documentary, but it was based on someone's life. Back to School was not based
on
anything.
That was not the question. The question was, is there any other movie?
And I can't even think of a scene in a movie.
No, the question was, is there a better one?
But then she followed up with another question.
Was there another one?
Oh, I don't know. But also, I'll pose this question. Is there a better Zapka movie in which he doesn't throw a punch or kick?
I didn't.
He doesn't throw a punch at Dangerfield's son at all?
No. Nope. He's a jerk and an asshole, like he is in all his movies.
Sure.
You think he's super nice in real life?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He sounds it. He sounds really cool on his interviews
and
stuff.
So does Tom Hanks, but he's probably like a big
Tom Hanks.
America's father. Yeah.
I am so kidding.
You back that up.
Wow. Also, according to QAnon, the Q people, he's also a pedophile.
Who? Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Oh, that
like the crazy weirdos.
Are we going to talk about that? Let's not talk about that.
I'm just saying everybody's a pedophile to them.
I posed this question then. If you were going to put a six-pack theme of the best school movies, what would your top six-pack of school movies be?
That's kind of makes the game thing a little weird.
Well, you didn't check with me first.
No, it's fine.
Missy, what's your favorite school movies? Any type of movie about school. You want me to give you my list real quick?
I like Summer School.
Oh, Summer School's a good one. Mark Harmon. Yeah, I liked it.
Fuck, I don't know.
I went with my six-pack of Mean Girls.
Okay.
Okay.
Old School.
Solid.
Yep.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yep.
Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
Sure.
American Pie.
Okay.
And the Dark Horse, Monsters University.
Well, you can't forget, you can't forget Clueless.
Well, honorable mention, if I would go to a 12-pack, Clueless, Fast Times, and Dead Poets Society would be in there.
Nice. Those are good ones.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Bender?
I'm going to go, I guess Billy Madison, because that was like...
That's a good one. That's cool.
You know, if you watch it now, you're like, that's stupid. But when I was coming up in that age, it was great.
Stop looking at me, Schwan. Is that it?
I would agree with... Yeah, that's it.
Happy Gilmore his best and Billy Madison his close best? I like Spanglish the best.
Big Daddy's
Spanglish is on a totally
solid.
Different level, though.
Big Daddy's a pretty solid
Big Daddy's movie. Good, but I don't think it's Happy Gilmore good.
It's not...
I think Big Daddy's more relatable, though.
Yeah.
I think Billy Madison's the best.
Okay.
Because, I think the thing with Happy Gilmore is... If it wasn't for Shooter McGavin, that movie's not that good.
Oh, Bob
Shooter
Barker?
No, get
That's
out of here.
That's one scene, though. Shooter McGavin makes
Which
that movie.
Which is more quotable? I think it's definitely Happy Gilmore.
You got to stop looking at me. Go to your hole. Nah, they're both pretty epically quotable.
I think
Billy
Madison is more quotable.
I think I'm with Bender. I think
Eric's more pregnant.
See, I never would have quoted that.
Congratulations.
I know Penguin. I know. Oh, I see you, Mr. Penguin.
We'll be a soccer player.
I will say the PGA, I did say at least twice. Just saw two fat bikers having sex on 17. Am I supposed to chip with that going on, Dan?
Raise your hand if that's a surprise to you.
No.
Finish up. You got...
Old School. Solid. Yep. I was going to say American Pie. And then... What is that movie? Is it Toy Soldiers?
No. Oh, yeah.
It's not
oh,
that
yeah.
one. No, it's a different one, though. That's a good one, though. Where, like, the Russians take over the school.
Oh, Red Dawn.
No, it's not Red Dawn.
Wolverine!
No, that's Red Dawn.
No, there's another one, though.
Where Russians take over. Oh, Red Dawn.
I think it's Toy Soldiers or something like that.
Yeah, Toy Soldiers. No, it's Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers, and then Taps is the other one with Tom Cruise.
Taps is a serious where the kids take over the school.
Yeah.
Toy Soldiers is when the mercenaries take over the school, and all the uppity preppy kids
have to take the school back.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's good.
Yeah.
I don't know how many that is, but I don't know.
That's good. That's good. What about you? Any that we haven't mentioned?
Did I say Breakfast Club?
That would round out my 12.
I'm fucking
pack.
In that movie. Come on.
You are in that movie.
You know what I got for Christmas, Claire?
Oh, man.
Pack of smokes.
Smoke up, Johnny. Missy, any that we didn't mention that you can think of?
I said Carrie. Carrie's the only one that.
Carrie's a good one.
If Rachel does not dress up as Molly Ringwald one year, sooner or later, I'm going to divorce her.
I don't know.
Real
what
quick,
that means.
What's the best high school?
Because he's John Bender.
Because I'm John Bender.
Like, does she have some sort of fascination
what's
with
the best
redheads?
High school TV show?
I might
show.
Have a thing for redheads.
High school TV show? Oh, it's got to be Degrassi. Drake came from there.
Wait, what?
He was the kid in the wheelchair.
Drake, the rapper, came from the Canadian melodrama
Anything
about school.
Anything on Nickelodeon is all about
really?
School.
Yeah.
It's definitely Boy Meets World.
No.
It's Friday Night Lights.
Oh, dude, it's Saturday. Or it's Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, I was going to say Saved by the Bell. Too.
Yeah, Saved by the Bell's it. I mean, Friday Night Lights, I've still yet to watch it, but I do know it's acclaimed. But it's Saved by the Bell's like...
It's a little dated.
Does John Voight make an appearance? Because if he doesn't, I don't want to watch it.
He does not.
Sorry, I can't do it.
When he wasn't even in Friday Night.
You know who does?
Yes, he was.
No, he
was in Varsity Blues.
Ooh, Varsity Blues, another one we could have put on there.
Taylor Kitsch takes his shirt off a lot.
Oh, yum.
Is that why you watch it?
Damn
yum,
right.
Yum, 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 yum.
All right, I'll get to my next one before I turn it over to your guys' list. But I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but coming back to the small screen, at least, in another direct release film, Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is on here.
The Littlest what?
I've never seen a Puppet Master
like
movie.
Third Reich, like
yeah.
Hitler?
So far, but not counting this movie, there are 12 Puppet Master movies.
Okay.
Originally, they came out from Full Moon Features, which was a B-movie horror house.
They're
I loved it.
Pretty solid.
I lived out in the middle of nowhere with Cinemax at an early age.
Yeah.
And I did nothing, and Joe Bob Briggs, Up All Night, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Drive-in theater, and I watched scary movies all the time. I bet I watched the first six of them, like, when they were released, because I was like,
so
I got to see
Puppet Master, like, Mega Man, where it's like all these puppets have, like, little special powers?
Yes.
I'm going to give
you the breakdown of what the movie's about. It's about a group of puppets brought to life by an Egyptian spell. And murder follows. That's it. That's all 12 movies.
I have never watched any of those.
What? So
they are solid B movies.
It started with six original puppets, but there's 26 total puppets throughout the film. Blade, who you thought of, is
the knife hand guy.
He's got little knives that come out of his eyes too. He's the leader.
I thought that was a different puppet.
Okay, then the one you're talking about's a different. He's the leader. And then Pinhead was my favorite.
Okay, yeah.
And he was a big muscular puppet with a little tiny pinhead.
Whoa. These people sound like they're based on other.
No, these are puppets.
But they're puppets based on other.
We'd have to look
it
up.
He said knife hand. You said Pinhead. Freddy Krueger and Pinhead are already characters.
I almost bet that the first Puppet Master might pretty close. I mean, if it didn't predate, it was around the same time as all of it.
Yeah, there's a little guy who looks like a Third Reich soldier.
Let me see him.
With flamethrower hands.
That's Torch.
Yeah.
And then there's Leech Girl who spits out leeches
that
and
that
kills
fucking
people.
Creepy.
Yeah. So here's why we. But here's
shit.
What here's what's great about it. It is from Fangora. Is now making it. They promise it to be one of the bloodiest movies made, and the star of the movie, Tom Lennon. I'm totally in.
Wait,
who?
Tom Lennon.
I don't know who that is.
Officer Dangle?
Come on.
Officer Dangle?
Yes.
From Reno 911?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tom Lennon, who's in everything, who produces, writes, and
writes. Did he fucking write it?
He's good.
No, but...
He's solid.
Udo Kier, which if you look him up, he's like a bad guy in everything. Charlene Yee, I think that's how you pronounce it. She is most notably Michael Cera's ex-girlfriend that was in all the... She's the awkward Asian
the
girl.
Weird one.
Nelson Franklin, who was the tall guy with glasses in New Girl that dated her for a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And then a slew of other...
Who was
like,
her cousin.
Yeah, right. Movie actors.
Do you want the rundown?
Look at these puppets.
All right. Yeah, they're great.
It's Blade, which is the leader guy with the black hat.
Yep.
Then Pinhead, you were talking about. Jester, which I remember him.
Yeah, he had the spinny face.
Yeah. How Jester's dead.
Nope.
Did you see that movie?
No,
I
wouldn't.
I don't remember Tunneler. Six Shooter is the one I remember. He's a cowboy.
He came out in the second one.
Yeah, he looks like Woody.
Yeah.
Technically the third, according
to this.
Third,
okay. Maybe I knew he wasn't original.
Leech Woman.
She was original.
Decaptron?
Yeah.
These get getting weirder.
Then they get to where there's retro. There's retro versions of them.
Genji, Shatter Khan, Mephisto, Dr. Death.
Did you just say Mephisto?
Yeah, Mephisto.
Like the devil?
Drill Sergeant, Cyclops, Retro Braid, Blade, Retro Pinhead. Okay, we're going
yeah,
to
so
retro
yeah, they
now.
Had b- okay. old, the original version.
Ooh, they got a ninja.
Yeah. I mean, I love
either way.
I love
this
those
is
movies.
Like... If you've never watched them, they're all the same, so just watch one. It's fine.
There's 13 of these.
That's insane.
That's more than Freddy.
I know
more than Jason.
I know I've seen at least four of them. I can't tell you what happens. I don't know how they kill them all, but I have watched at least four.
They don't
four.
Kill them all because they keep coming back. Yeah.
So you said this is going to be a super bloody movie? Like,
big
more
time
than
going.
Quentin Tarantino? Because he likes to put a lot of blood
yeah, no, well,
just
I
in
mean,
crazy places throughout
well,
his movies.
Well, I mean, I do believe that the battle against the Crazy 88 might be the bloodiest scene ever filmed for mainstream movies. But yeah, this is gory. Like, very gory.
See, I'm not into gory movies. I'm into, like...
I'm into it if they're done like this.
Jump out and get
you. Yeah.
Like, this is clearly, if you watch the trailer's amazing. It's a tongue-in-cheek. It's making fun of itself. And
so
still,
you're going to watch
it.
It
could be good. I'm going to watch
it. I'm
sure he
will.
I'm going to watch it.
Speaking of puppets, here in a couple of weeks, we have that one puppet movie coming out with
Happy
Brian
Time Murders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to see that.
That trailer looks really funny.
With, what's her name? Melissa McCarthy is the star of it.
I think there's an actual place in California where they have these, like, Happy Time puppets.
Okay.
That people can go to, and it's like
Did
an interactive
get
show. I don't know what it's like.
Oh,
it's some sort of like
puppet dinner theater.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a puppet dinner
theater. I'm into it. I'd do that.
That'd be fun.
It's you know, it's got a lot to live up to in being an adult puppet movie. I mean, Meet the Feebles was Peter Jackson's opus.
That's a weird trailer.
And then there was I can't remember the name of it. Seth Green had a great adult TV show on
Greg
Fox.
The Bunny.
Oh, Greg the Bunny was
that was
pretty brilliant.
Solid. Greg was pretty solid.
You get the Dracula. They wanted to youth him up in it, and they wanted him to say "I" and wear a gold chain and stuff. Or at first it was silver, and it hurt him. And then he had to put a gold chain on, and they kept saying, "Now you want to go up and tell the kids that you agree with them." He goes, "Okay, I can read that. I hear what you're saying. I get." They go, "It's I." No, it clearly says I Igget. That's brilliant.
Staying on puppets since we're already here.
Yeah.
You see the rebooting, redoing Alf? Or maybe rebooting, sequeling Alf?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no.
Why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Alf is weird.
I don't like cuts.
How
first
was that,
off,
how
they
was that
protected
a show?
Off.
How was
they,
that a show
oh,
in the
great.
First place?
Yeah, and they kayfabed it for so long. Like, they would never let the puppet be seen by anyone other than on set and stuff. It was like, he might be real. No, he's a fucking puppet.
Yeah.
Either way,
you guys are all wrong. Alf is great.
I loved Alf. He ate cats.
Yeah,
no,
and I hate
it
cats.
Wasn't a
and
game.
And he played baseball with fish and a hammer.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I remember that.
That was their big game on Melmac. I can't think of the name of it.
Either way. So, I didn't realize this, but Alf ends, like, super dark. So, there's a chance that it might come back as a sequel, because it ends that he's supposed to go away, and there was rumors that the show was going to get canceled, so they wrote in that Alf gets captured by Area 51 at the very end of the final episode. They're like, well, they can't cancel us now, but ABC was like, fuck you, we'll cancel you anyways. So, it's supposed to pick up from there. Fun fact, the dad in that? Got caught smoking crack and having sex with dudes.
Yeah. I knew that. Willie.
Yeah.
What's the problem with that?
Yeah, is that wrong?
I mean, nothing wrong with having sex with dudes.
Is that not your Saturday?
No.
There was also a great prequel cartoon that was that was awesome.
Yeah, and apparently there was a made-for-TV movie a couple years later that really bombed. It has Martin Sheen in it.
Huh.
I read about
that's
it.
That's a weird
term.
Looks Martin Sheen. You wouldn't think he was down on his luck.
I'm kind of excited for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. This is probably, though, before he was, the president?
I bet he needed to pay his taxes or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when he found out Emilio Estevez was his son.
I loved Alf.
I'm going to watch the new Magnum P.I., so I will check out the new Alf.
Oh, I'm down for that. Because
I don't want to, but I won't watch
it. I love Magnum P.I.
It's got all the same stuff that Hawaii Five-0 has, and I'm a sucker for Hawaii Five-0.
He might grow one. I bet there'll be jokes about it.
And I love the original Magnum P.I.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, me too, man. It's one of my favorite.
I should go with Pistache, shouldn't I?
Yeah,
no.
Definitely.
No,
especially if you want Kelly to leave you.
Yeah, no, keep it.
Only if you bring it down to the end.
Oh, I would have to do a Selleck style.
Hey, you could do mutton chops.
You're the man of the house. You wear whatever fuck you want on your face.
Bring out your sideburns a little bit and just have this.
Oh, the Emerald Burden side.
Tom or Bender, we'll turn to you. Do you got anything? What did you bring to the table today?
I brought an interesting story I read last week.
We'll be the judge of that.
I thought it was interesting, and I particularly thought it was interesting for Missy. Uh-oh. So, did you see this? It was all over the place for a while there.
Did you see this?
Like
this
herpes.
This is in the news here. Yeah.
Stephen King's son, Joe Hill?
Yep, Joe Hill. Yep.
He threw a pretty interesting theory out there about Jaws on the 40th anniversary of Jaws in 2014.
All right. Okay.
He was watching it with his son in the theatrical release, and he came across a woman in one of the scenes where we're all getting onto the ferry to go to wherever. Anyways, it's a lady with a blue bandana.
You're painting an epic picture.
Yes.
Lady in blue bandana. Anyways, bottom line is same year, same time that Jaws was being filmed, they found a murdered woman with her head smashed in and her hands cut off on the beach in the same area that Jaws was filmed. And he was reading about the story and then was watching the movie and saw an extra just walking around in the background.
No shit.
With a blue bandana, same build, same body style and everything. And he was like, he connected them together. But even he says that it's a pretty far leap and jump. But he opened up this like black hole on the internet where everybody's diving into it. And I thought it was pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
The other thing I thought is there's this whole book on, I know Missy's a true crime fan.
I am.
She's a true fan of true crime.
There's a whole book on internet sleuths who go around and just
she wants that as her new job.
Cold cases. And I brought it up for you.
So, it's
yeah.
When I work from home, I watch the Today Show, and just by fault, Megyn Kelly comes on after.
Oh,
which,
okay.
It's just on.
I won't hold you to it.
It's just on.
I won't
hold
you to it by fault.
It's just on. I don't normally pay attention. I might look at it here and there, but she had someone that is a genealogist on, was it yesterday, that does the DNA. Like, she gets information
from
DNA.
She's a DNA detective.
And, yeah, and she...
Like bones.
I'm like, I miss my calling in life. Like, yeah. I need to do that shit.
So the name of the book is called The Skeleton Crew, if you want to look it up. But anyways, what caught his attention was when he was reading that is the lady's got a blue bandana on and she's wearing jeans and all this stuff, and around
what are the odds
the same time that the film was being the extras were being shot and all these people were coming in and standing around, she disappeared.
Why would you shoot your extras? Just pay them
the
like
extra,
a normal
the extra disappeared.
She disappeared around the exact same time that they were shooting
that,
and they've never been able to identify her because her head was smashed in and they cut her hands off so they could never fingerprint her. And then also they cannot figure out who this extra was in the movie. Nobody's ever came forward and said, that's me or that's my aunt.
Well, that person also might be
mom.
Dead from something else.
But you think like maybe a family member. If you were in a movie, you think you would tell
don't
like,
most
your niece.
Extras like
have to sign something, sign get paid something. You know what? I bet loosely back then they'd be
70s.
Like, here's $100 or, well, $25. Come on,
walk that's the thing. They try to get a hold of the person who's in charge of like all the extras and the. I forget exactly. It's deeper in the story, but they don't have the records. Bottom line, and they've reconstructed her. It's got a little bit of weight and a little bit of water to it.
They should totally make it a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah,
so I can watch it.
Speaking of that, there was a cool one.
I thought it was really
kind of loosely related. That guy that was we watched it on Netflix. A guy that was convicted of murder, arrested for murder.
Yeah,
got off of the murder because his alibi that he was at a Dodgers game.
Yeah,
and he didn't have any proof
that
of
was
it.
A good story.
Except Larry David was filming there, and they checked of it and found him in the scenes of that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah. And he got off.
Yeah,
it was
he
amazing.
Got off for it. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a great episode too.
Yeah. If you're looking at a blowjob at a reasonable price, yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like, I've been watching this new series on Netflix called Killers, and it's all about people that
killers.
Well. No, what? No, it was confession tapes that I just finished watching. And it's people that confess, but are almost coerced
to
confession.
Yeah.
And it's just the right storm of events where they fall in line with being an actual, like, suspect. And then they are just intimidated and broken down mentally. Yeah. And they end up confessing over something that they didn't really do.
Yeah.
And I was like, what a shitty thing. Like,
I think that's what happened to the, what is it, the five, the New York Five. No, the
Memphis Three.
Central Park Five was five black kids that were convicted of raping.
I think that's
and,
a documentary, too,
I think it is. It's, I think it's on HBO. But they were convicted of definitely rape, but I don't know if they murdered the girl or not. Basically, the police coerced them into saying they were all underage. They were like between the ages of 13 and 17. And the police was like, were just coerced them into doing it, or saying that they did it. And they all admitted to it. And then 30 years later, the DNA evidence comes out that they were all innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, yeah, we said we were innocent, but they forced us to do it.
How? Know? I mean, when I was watching this series, I'm like, this is a fear now of mine, an irrational fear. But what if I'm just out and about one time by myself and I happen to be close to something?
I think you're okay because you're a woman.
Well, yeah, because all these people were
white dudes.
Yeah. That's
just dudes in general.
It's funny you say that.
I could be like Eileen Wuornos.
Missy and I recently went to watch Joe Rogan, which was my Father's Day gift, and he talks about the difference between men and women pretty heavily in it. And one of the things is like, you know, hey, we kill people. Women don't kill people. He goes, look it up. He goes, there's not a lot of women killers. They also don't invent things, but he had a... it was a good show.
It was good.
Who was it that opened up for him? It was Anthony or Andrew... I can't think of his last name, but he's on that new show.
McCabe.
He's on that stand-up show on Showtime that's pretty getting good reviews about the comedy store. Satori or Santino. Andrew Santino. Andrew Santino. He was hilarious,
too. Santino Morella.
No. But Joe, I tell you this. I told you earlier, that was a very bro-centric crowd. And he's not a very bro person. He's just in shape.
Yeah.
That's a difference, you know?
Yeah, but he's got a bro following.
Yeah, well, he does. But I will say this.
Has to do with the weed.
You know, he makes it clear in there that he is not a right winger. He makes it clear that he's not a left winger.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase that. He says he's definitely not far right.
He's right down the middle.
He never says I'm not far left, but what he does do is use words like faggot and talk about gay people and how things are gay. And, and
there was a lot of gay jokes with the term faggot used. By both comedians.
And he started it because... Oh, but man, Andrew Santino, though. He ended... And I'm not going to rehearse his bit on here or rehash his bit. But he ended on the only male he's ever been attracted to, The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yes, we all are,
and
right?
And he ends it on a five-minute monologue of what their date would be like, and it's fucking hilarious. And it's not one joke.
Yeah.
It's like describing the perfect date, only it's The Rock. And it's hilarious.
I wonder if Dwayne Johnson knows that he does a bit like that.
He has to.
Is he that famous?
This dude's famous enough. One of the bigger touring comics.
He tours with Joe Rogan, so someone
He's a big touring comic. He also, you know, Joe starts his whole night on it. He was doing a podcast months and months back where he made a joke, made light of pro wrestling by calling it pretty gay.
Okay.
And he said, I've got more death threats about that than anything I've done. And he breaks it down. He goes,
from wrestling fans?
He goes, but here's the deal. He goes, I don't hate pro wrestling, but it is pretty gay.
No. What he said was, you can be gay, you can be a wrestling fan, but it's the same thing.
Yeah, because it's the same thing. But he was pretty funny. It was well worth it. He's very animated. If you've never watched a stand-up special, he's a very physical comic.
Huh.
He had an old tiger bit that he went into that he's retired, but this one, it was more about his cats, watching his cats, how his cats just walk around with their tail up in the air like, eat my asshole, fuck you, you know? And he's got all kinds of little physical bits, but it was well worth it. I'd say six out of six on
the
show.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, one of the other good comedians that you and I saw together was Anthony Jeselnik. Hilarious. But he kept doing something
weird. People
either
really like him or really don't.
Oh, he was great.
Yeah, because he's a shock.
And he fills the crowd out, so the more the crowd cheer for his jokes, the more he goes for it.
Yeah.
And he goes, fuck around, St. Louis. You're bulletproof. And then he made a reference to the Chicago Blackhawks and people booed. And he goes, I knew I'd fucking get you.
The only thing that I didn't like about Anthony Jeselnik is he did something weird with his mouth. Like, he kept cranking his bottom jaw back and forth. Like, he... Cocaine users. Like, he was... he was, you know,
comes up. Man, whatever gets you going.
It's a hell of a drug.
I guess, but I was like, he's definitely on something.
Speaking of famous people and coming to town, I just saw, and you said The Urge earlier, and it made me think of it. Steve Ewing is like a...
Did you see his first
like muscle man competition?
Do you know what I thought?
Bodybuilding competition, yeah.
That dude is fucking jacked.
He always has been.
He's always
been fit, but like, what is he? He's got
Steve Ewing, friend of the show.
50?
He says it in there. He's 47.
He's 47.
Is he?
Yeah.
Ooh, but good I thought somebody took a bodybuilder's body and
so I thought put,
his
big, too.
Like, all, put his face
all,
on it.
Look at every bodybuilding competition. It looks like people's faces are superimposed on
their
body.
It's because of the oil all the way up to the head.
And how much they're stressing. Your face gets pale when you...
I wonder how he did. I mean,
take a shit.
Yeah. I don't know. He looks great though. So
he's very good. I tell you what, he ain't eating a lot of his own hot dogs.
I was gonna say he's definitely not eating that mac and cheese dog.
Carbo load right before the competition.
Unfortunately, we have to miss their concert on Friday. I have to take Kaylin to Sam Smith.
Wait, hold on. You go on New Year's though, right?
No, we go. I mean, every time.
Thanksgiving,
Christmas show.
Yeah. Take her to see Sam Smith. Take her shoelaces away.
Yeah.
What?
Suicide?
Smith, the one like sings all the sad ballads?
Yeah.
He's got love songs.
Yeah, but he's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's not depressed.
Who's his boyfriend again? He's on that 13 Reasons
Why. The kid from 13 Reasons Why, the jock.
How old Sam Smith? I know nothing about these new
age kids. I don't know, younger than us.
You know his songs.
I know him. His songs are good, but yeah, I agree with Tom that like Jesus Christ.
There's a new thing
with
concerts.
Give out razors when you get there?
There's a new thing with concerts, by the way. So two of the concerts that we've bought her tickets for, send us a free CD for every ticket we've bought.
Well, that's cool.
I've had that happen a couple times.
That's padding yourselves, what that is.
Like, yeah, that's kind of nice.
Nice though.
Like including your song on every or your album on every iPhone. That's like padding yourselves.
Well, that's padding YouTube sales.
Yeah, but I mean, this is too. I mean, I'm sure they count that for their sales.
Yeah, sure. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, it's cool. I wish it'd be vinyl for Kaylin.
I don't understand going to like sad people concerts though. Like,
I feel like he's got some love songs.
He doesn't have
they're
all sad.
Love songs.
Well, like there's you guys aren't big country fans, but like Eric Church. Like if you listen to like Eric Church songs.
Springsteen.
I feel like after like five of them, I'm like, okay, can we go home?
Yeah.
When we were in Nashville, we went to Tootsie's, and if you've never been to
Nashville, it's, cool.
It's like a good time.
The oldest bar in Nashville.
It's a tourist trap bar.
Yeah.
But
you can't get out.
It was you really cannot. And you bring a country star in there that's filming a video, like when we went, it became a death trap.
So who was it again?
It was Jake Owen. He was filming in the back alleyway.
Jake Owen.
And he came through and closed down because almost every bar has three levels, you know?
Yeah.
So they were filming the video on the lower level that exited and entered out into the street level. We were on the main level, and they kicked all the people out and then brought on a whole bunch of extras to go down on the bottom level. But they kept letting people into the bar, and I feel like that was a poor choice because...
Yeah.
You're closing off a whole section.
Yeah.
Well, and it became... we felt...
I can't breathe.
Yeah,
and his name's not Jake Owen, right? It's J-A-L-E.
It's Jake Owen.
Is it Jake Owen? Because I thought that's why... I thought it was so... Because she sent me...
Jekyll Owen?
She said... No, J-A-L-E.
That would be awesome.
I thought you said J-A-L-E.
Yeah.
No. Oh, did I mistype it?
Well, yeah, the second time. Because you said Jake Owen's in here. And I know Jake Owen... from the founding member of Cannibal Corpse, the metal man.
Okay.
I go, fucking Cannibal Corpse guys, they're filming a video.
I had no idea.
You know who Cannibal Corpse is?
I didn't know he was a solo act.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but no.
Yeah, she sent me a picture. Not that guy. Not this that guy. I was like, oh, I have no clue who that is.
This is a cool bar.
That was my favorite bar.
Did you go there in the morning?
No.
Because if you go like the next day. Like,
did you drink all day?
Yeah.
Well, we drank all day when we were there. But if you go there in the morning, like if you were an up-and-coming singer for like $5, you can stand up there and sing a song.
Oh,
and
really?
Like, they make a killing on that.
Oh, I'm sure.
And people are forced to listen to you sing no matter how good or bad you are because you're eating breakfast and drinking Bloody Marys. Right.
Yeah, but that's like open mics. I mean, that's all it is. I mean, people are forced
terrible,
to
though.
Do it.
Fucking people are like having their like 8-year-olds up there singing.
Ugh.
Like,
oh. That is a Tootsie's tough
one. Was the only bar we went into every day we were there.
Yeah, that's cool. A cool bar.
Yeah, it's good.
I liked it.
Hmm. All right. Well, you got anything else, Bender, before we throw it over to Tommy and see what he says?
What did I? Oh, I'm excited. There's a comic book. It was just you and I, basically. But Old City Blues is a comic book that I was reading, and it's getting made into a streaming TV show now.
Hmm.
It's set in 2049, future Athens, Greece. It's pretty cool. I wanted to give it to you.
I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it. It's very Blade Runner-esque.
All right.
But I guess since you've never read it, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I will check it out.
Yeah,
sure. All right, Thompson.
You want to talk about the PGA?
Yeah, let's talk about what we both took a spin at the PGA Championship last week, you and I.
So, Bender was saying earlier about how he didn't want to go, and I like golf. I'll watch the majors, but getting on a bus and being stuck in a huge crowd was something that sounded terrible to me.
Yep.
But everybody throughout the week was talking about the practice rounds.
It was awesome. Practice round was awesome.
Yeah, and so when did you go?
I went on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I follow Bruce Koepka around, and Scott Turner up the road can vouch for me. I said, I think Brooks is going to win this. Watching him or Ricky Fowler. And Ricky Fowler, I thought, first day, because they were the only two that were doing well on the practice round.
Sure.
They were just eating the course up. And I like Brooks because he looks like a linebacker.
Yep.
But go ahead, and I'll tell you about my practice round. Unless you want me to tell you practice.
Kelly kept on talking about me whining about, like, I kind of wish I went. She's like, because I had a lot of opportunities to go, and I kept turning them down.
Yeah.
And then finally this guy on Friday is like, hey, I'm selling Sunday for $100. Is anybody interested?
Oh, that was a good deal, man.
Yeah. Sold.
And you got to almost see history.
I did. And the only other time in my life, so we camped out like at 17. The only other time in my life where my eyes and my brain were like, this is like one of the most famous people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
Is the Pope. When I saw Tiger walk in, I mean, just like, I've never felt that kind of buzz about a human being
before. If you don't think Tiger's still one of the most notable athletes and popular golfers of all time, he got a standing ovation from the whole world for finishing second as he walked off. Because everybody's like, and I got to tell you, I know it's not what it used to be. There's a thralls of golfers now that are good because they loved Tiger when they were kids.
Sure.
But I got to tell you, if he keeps putting up numbers like he did, he's going to make some people collapse from being Tiger.
Yeah.
People still aren't quite certain that he's really Tiger yet, but it was a pretty fucking good performance. He's one bogey away from...
It was the lowest round he's ever had in a major.
64.
And
he shot two bogeys. And they were makeable bogeys. He could have walked away with a 62 and won the tournament.
He got a bogey on 17, I think.
He got a bogey on 5 and 17.
So 17, where I was lined up, we saw his ball go into that like kind of creek area.
Yeah.
And so I've got pictures of it.
And the worst filming job of all time.
Yeah, it was.
Lady in the straw hat down in front.
Killing me. But I'll show you guys later, too. After his group went through was Ricky Fowler, who was out of it by then.
Yeah.
And John Rahm, who's kind of the European version of Ricky Fowler, young gun that hasn't won a major yet, but everybody thinks he will. And he hit a ball like 5 feet away from me. And so I ran over by the ball, and I got like as close as Bender is to me now where I could touch him. I could basically touch him.
Yeah.
And then like obviously backed up to give him some space. But it's cool that you're so close to these famous guys, and they're like not fazed at all.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh my God, I would kill somebody. I would kill somebody if they had to have a golf shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, my biggest takeaway from the whole weekend, or whole week, was as he was cutting across the fairway, I go get him, Phil! And he looked at me, and he goes, thumbs up, baby.
Awesome.
And I looked at Scott Turner, and Scott Turner said, you're best friends with Phil Mickelson.
I will say this to you two who didn't
go. How old is Phil Mickelson?
44?
Yeah, he's mid-40s, yeah.
It's like basically day drinking all day. And it's very relaxed.
We started drinking at 9 when they weren't supposed to. We didn't camp. So we got there right at 7:30, okay. So we could see Daly play. Because I've seen Daly play. He's around Springfield, Branson all the time. But we got down. We wanted to see him. We wanted to get there. We thought, because of how hot it was going to be, that the big guns were going to go early.
Yeah.
But they threw a curveball at us. They all went late. So we left as Phil, Tiger, and Spieth all started coming onto the course.
Okay.
We saw Justin Thompson, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, and Phil for a little bit. And then Brooks and Fowler and those guys, which are big guys, don't get me wrong.
Was there anybody you missed that you wanted to see?
I would have liked to have seen Tiger, but to go with what you started with, as the crowd started filing in around 10:30 or 11, and it got harder, especially when the golfers were trying to cut from fairway to fairway, or from tee box to... or green to tee box, it got so congested when they do that because they move the rope so they can come through. And me and Scott both looked at each other and like, sounds like Top Golf is in our future. So we went to Top Golf.
Yeah,
and
I was jealous that you guys were there.
And Top Golf was a blast. But yeah, I just, with the heat and the crowd, I mean, the whole, if you didn't read any of the national stories, not just the local stories, but the
the golfers were praising Belle Reve and St. Louis. They said there was more kids than they've ever seen and bigger, more courteous crowds than they're used to.
Yeah, Tiger Woods never compliments crowds. And he was fawning all over our city.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it makes you feel good. Like, it really
does. Take St. Louis City out of the picture, we're not a bad area. Yeah, we're not bad.
But like, so
the Metro East, I guess. Just North
City. Well, so the PGA's big, push to get inner city and younger kids that can't afford it to learn golf and maybe give them another outlet, that started in St. Louis from a charity, and they stole it. They gave them credit. They said, this is where we got it from.
Yeah, First Tee, I believe it was.
Yeah, and so, I mean, yeah, they did a good job. It was just, I had also had the chance to go on Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I loved being there 7, 8, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, though, if I would have had to deal with that all day, because you've got these thousands and thousands and thousands of people on the smallest areas possible you could get.
Sure.
Yeah. And the bigger the golfer, like, for instance, your complaint, or somebody made the comment, I think it was probably Bender, you just, being a short guy, when you got the closer you were to him, the harder it was to see if you weren't in the front.
It was only bad, though, the last 3 or 4 groups. The rest of the day, I could see everybody. And I got some great shots up close with John Rahm, Adam Scott, who's
one of them. Oh, yeah, I saw Adam Scott.
And then this random Asian guy earlier, like, I couldn't tell you his name, but I got photos of, and if you guys are interested, if you're not.
I got them, too.
Jordan Spieth, Rory, DJ, Tiger. It was cool. For the non-golfers, we were right by a bathroom.
Yeah,
we were right by 2 beer tents. Yeah, Belle Reve did a really good job.
It didn't even look like Belle Reve. There's so much building.
Yeah,
and they built a mall.
Yeah, I think it was a store. 2 football stadiums long.
The store. Yeah. It was a department store, and every department was a different brand.
I didn't even go in it because of the crowd.
I got a shirt and a hat. I went in it right away.
I did get a shirt later, but
I'll tell you this though, they weren't supposed to serve beer until 10 o'clock. We started drinking at 9. Because some of the stands you go to, you pulled your own thing out.
Yeah.
If you just pulled it out and opened it right away, they go, hey, we're not supposed to sell that to you, but you already opened it. So we just kept going back to that one. Yeah,
there you go. They said that there was an extra 80,000 people in St. Louis this last week.
I believe it.
But overall, there was 400,000 people that went to the tournament.
That's unbelievable.
So that's insane.
That is crazy.
And it brought in $100 million.
Also, put that in perspective.
That's awesome.
He talked about the slight discomfort of getting to the event because you couldn't park within 2 miles of it.
Well, getting to the event wasn't bad.
Yeah, it was
coming home was a nightmare.
Yeah, coming home was much worse. And but getting there and back, because you had to go to one of a couple locations like Westminster Academy.
Yeah,
what
did you do?
We did that.
Okay,
we actually
did the Fenn lot.
We parked and then Ubered to Westminster.
Okay.
And then Ubered away from Westminster because we didn't know what it was going to be like. And that ended up being Topgolf. So that's where we went, yeah.
So I don't like golf, but I feel like that would just have been an experience. Like,
well, yeah.
I would have liked to have gone because just seeing everyone, all the big names and like just the whole experience overall, I think would have been awesome.
When you see Tiger Woods, you're standing near a billionaire. As close as you're ever going to get to a billionaire. And I've been to a PGA event, but this was not a PGA event. This was a major.
Yeah, I would say it sounds like in sometime in the 2030s, which obviously is a long way away and lots can happen, that we'll either get another PGA championship or a Ryder Cup, which I think would be a shit ton of fun.
Oh, that would be.
They are talking about us getting the Ryder.
Yeah, is there another course that they would play besides Belle Reve?
The one problem is St. Louis doesn't really have a really good course besides Belle Reve, and there are a lot of issues with Belle Reve.
Yeah. But
apparently,
they were praising.
Everybody's complaining how easy it was.
Well, that wasn't Belle Reve's fault. They thought it was going to be the hardest major of the year, and then 2 inches of rain fell on it and slowed everything down.
Well, they didn't
think
it'd be as hard as the U.S. Open.
Well, no, there was some people that were saying
it. There's also, like, no super cool view. There was a couple things I read was, like, this is the 100th. Year, whatever it should have been, like on a cool landscape.
Yeah,
it's a country club course. Yeah,
but what the fairways were way easier than they expected. A lot of guys said it was like teeing the ball up again.
Yeah, if you hit it straight, it wasn't challenging. It was just like, but that's what made it fun though, because the leaderboard was so good.
Well, they were predicting 20 under, and they got 16 under. So I think that's a win. Yeah.
Yeah. But Belle Reve can't go really any longer than it already is, and all the other like. "Quote unquote nice courses around here, like Old Warson, St. Louis Country Club.
Yeah,
they're not big enough for these guys who are hitting 360.
Didn't know Old Warson's had it, but not a major. It's had a PGA.
They had
a
U.S. Open in like
a long time ago.
Yeah.
But
and now golfers hit it
They've had senior tour come through, but no major. I mean, major has to be major. And Belle Reve, people were praising the whole experience. I mean, it was a good time.
The worst thing that can happen would be if we get a regular stop at somewhere like St. Albans, because then it won't be like the Tiger Woods won't show up to it. It'll be like random guys.
Yeah.
And it would be, like you said, you've been to a PGA event before. I would have no interest in doing that.
Yeah. I got free tickets when I went for the first day of one. It was fun. Yeah.
Anyway, Ryder Cup.
Tiger was also there, though. So that was 7-8 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, that was.
Tiger's only been here once before, and that was on September 11th.
Is that when that was?
So we had.
No, it wasn't then.
So on September 11th.
Maybe Tiger
2001?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay, maybe Belle Reve, Tiger wasn't.
So Belle Reve had what was called the BMW Championship, which is like a playoff tour event, not to get too golf nerdy. And September 11th panel, he was on Belle Reve's course when it happened. He's talked about it. And then we got that same tournament again. 2008.
Oh, that would have been the one that I went to. And that's with not Carter a major once.
That's not a major though. It's a
no. It was a that's what I said. It was a PGA event, not a.
Yeah.
But that's a better one than a regular one because that's just top 10.
The Ryder Cup would be awesome.
Ryder Cup is the way to go. Do you guys all know what the Ryder Cup is?
USA versus
USA
the world.
Versus Europe. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah,
all I
Europe.
Know is it's intense. It's a specific players they have to somehow
top eight. Yeah.
And you're allowed to be. It's more of a like a regular traditional sport crowd. You can be a little louder, a little more obnoxious.
Yeah, yeah. And Americans are known to be really obnoxious for it.
Yeah.
Is it top? We get yelled.
It's 12 versus 12.
Yeah, yeah. So it's the top eight and the four captain picks, and Furyk's going to pick. He most likely will pick Mickelson, Woods, and I mean. It would be amazing if they weren't on it.
Yeah.
It would be unheard of. And Tiger went from 20th to 14th or 11th in rankings. He's not going to make it in the top eight. But guys in the 60s have been picked before. So it's not a shocker that he makes it. So overall, a good event. I give my day a 5 out of 6. I enjoyed that while I was
Me
there.
Me too.
Had I been there all day, I would have probably jumped that down to a 3 because it was so hot.
I gave it a 5 out of 6 just because, like you were saying about how hot it was, I didn't drink from like 3 to 5 because I just felt miserable, and I started getting kind of little.
I turned it up at Top Golf though. By the way, we need to go do some Top Golf.
Yeah,
I'm all in.
If we do
I
it,
I would do that, and I don't even know how to.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and anytime after 5, it's $45 an hour. It's like $35 before that.
Yeah.
You can, and that's not like per person. That's to rent your bay.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So it was two of us, and we had 3 or 4 beers each.
It's $25 or $35
an hour, something like that.
I think there's
you can have
different,
up to 8 people.
There's a different price range for the day of the week and the time that
After 5, that's what I said. After 5 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And so we went, we had 2 appetizers, about 3-4 beers each, and played an hour and a half. And they comped us half an hour because they messed up on charging us.
Mm.
And it was, after tip, it was like $100.
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, 4 of us could do 2 hours.
Yeah.
And
Kelly would do that.
Well, then 5, 6.
I think they say 4.
Rachel used to play. Yeah, Rachel used to play golf as a kid.
There's 6 of us.
They 4 people can play one game in like an hour and a half or something like
that. Oh, no, that's not. You could 4 people could play one game in 15 minutes if they wanted. It's as fast as you can go.
Yeah.
Because, and like some games, like you, there's essentially 20 shots to each game.
Okay.
And the games are like, just hit it into the holes as points. That's Top Golf. As many holes and as close to the pin as you can get gives you points. There's longest drive, which is only the back hole and the net count.
Okay.
There's chip challenge, which is the first 3, and you have to do it in the order it tells you to do it.
Okay.
There's approach challenges where it's the middle 2. There's a bunch of different games.
Cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You definitely need
I enjoyed it a lot.
We should also axe throw.
We got to axe throw.
Yes, I
want to
do that.
I'd be down with that. In fact, we're going to come back to this. I have. It didn't work. Nobody
I feel like I would be super sore the next day, though.
We'll come
do some push-ups.
Put a pin in that topic. We're going to come back to it. Ben or Tom, you got anything else to talk about before we throw it to Missy?
Premier League, you do, right?
How much time we have? Where are we at time-wise? Because I still got the game, too.
An hour. The game.
I got a game.
He has a game.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
Well, we don't have to do the game.
All right, tell you what. I'm going to talk about one thing real quick, and then we'll play the game.
Sure.
All right. Finished Mindhunter last weekend. Did anybody else watch it?
Well, Missy would love it if we watched it, but we haven't.
Is it a Netflix show?
Yes.
Yeah, it's how they invented profiling?
Yeah, profiling for serial killers. And it stars Jonathan Groff, who is best known probably for being the King George in the original run of Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not really a documentary.
No, it's a TV show.
It's loosely based off a guy, but it's not the same guy. But the serial killers that are in the show are
real serial killers.
Yeah, so we should watch it. Very, very solid.
Not watching that.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. No, he's not into that.
Oh, the serial killer. Like, one of the guys who's a real person cut off his mom's head and fucked her neck.
No.
What the hell?
That happened.
Oh.
That's intense.
Which side of the neck?
Didn't get into it, but he did say it's very tough.
No, is it the head part or the body part? Yeah, I know. Now I'm curious.
I know.
I wasn't, but now I am.
If I'm going to hear that disgusting story, I at least want to know the logistics of it.
I don't know. Either way, did he find a hole in the head or the neck? Or the body?
The neck muscle. Yeah. And he talks about it in detail.
Oh.
Because I feel like you could just
the guy who killed her
talks about it?
I feel like you could just pump your penis against something and you're fucking it.
Yeah, some of it's intense, man.
We'll have to check it out, though. I think it'd be right.
Anyway.
And celebrities have raved about it. They loved it.
It's really good.
What is it called?
Mindhunter.
Mindhunter.
Netflix original.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, you did.
Here.
Who wants to play a game?
Me.
Rotten Tomatoes game.
I'm me. Missy is her. And Bender is B.
Him.
So, as we talked about earlier, kids have gone back to school here. It's August, 14th?
15th.
I'm going to give you 10 movies with school in the title.
Let's start with 5 and see how we go from there.
That's fine. All right. Number 1, we talked about earlier. Back to School. We're playing Closest to the Pin or Price is Right?
Price is Right.
Price is Right rules. All right.
What?
Price is Right.
Bender asked.
Nah, let's just do Closest Pin. Price is Right. There's too much strategy involved. We like our blind luck.
All right. Closest to the Pin.
Missy, you are up first. Rotten Tomato score.
Rotten Tomato score. Oh, that's right. What is it? Is it 10 tomatoes is the top?
No, 100%.
Oh, 1 to 100.
It's a percentage.
Fuck, it was probably like 42 or some shit.
Okay.
Bender?
67.
I'm going to say 26%.
84%.
What?
Back to School's awesome.
Yeah, but it's not a critical darling.
Yeah, no, but Rotten Tomatoes didn't come out until after that.
No, they retrograde. They go back through all reviews.
I feel like that's more of a cult classic than it is a...
Wow. Wow, that is unbelievable.
So Bender takes the lead here?
1-0 for the Bender. You're next.
Bender, you're up with this one. High School the Musical.
Oh, High School Musical.
What,
is it High School the Musical?
Dreamy, I think it's Zac Efron.
Oh, he's so dreamy.
He is dreamy.
I'm going to go 46%.
Okay.
I'm going to say 82%.
73%.
50%. I can't talk. 56%. That Bender.
No, wait. What was your guess?
47.
Oh, yeah. Bender gets 2 points.
You cheated.
The hockey thing has thrown me off.
Number 3. You're up, Jeremy. Old School.
I'm stuck in those 80s and I don't want to go. I'm going to go 84%.
Okay.
63.
I'm going straight gut here. 76.
Missy takes it 60%.
What? I was really close.
It's a classic now.
All right. Next up, one of my favorite. Can you name the movie? Cowards!
Good Will Hunting?
School Ties.
No. Oh, School Ties is a good one. Yeah,
oh, shit.
He did not. He was not very Brendan Fraser-like when he said that. There was no burning intensity.
Yes, it was. They put a swastika. Like he was a Jewish kid at a prep school. They
I'm saying on you, there was no burning intensity.
71%.
89.
I want to say 72% to beat her and not go close to him, but I'm going to say 62%.
68% Missy, another one.
Wow. I said we're going Price is Right rules.
It's
all Price is Right rules.
Now you want to do 10, don't you?
No, I'm excited. You're up, Melissa. All right.
This is going to be we might have a tiebreaker, I suppose.
Yeah, we don't have to.
So who's up?
Missy.
Yes.
No, I just did. I went first this time.
Oh, Bender.
It's me.
Bender,
Romy Michelle's High School Reunion.
Oh, boy.
34.
This was a critical darling at one point, and I thought this movie was awful, but I'm going to say 70%.
I'm going to go in between those two knuckleheads and say 54.
Almost had the Price is Right at winning horns with the Showcase Showdown. 71%.
Yeah, this is really.
That's high for that movie.
People loved it. Critics loved it.
I really thought Mira Savino was super hot.
So we'll just keep
she got naked in Mighty Aphrodite.
Really?
Yeah, she got naked in Mighty Aphrodite, which was a Woody Allen movie, so there's instantly a...
That's why I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
So should we do first to three so Jeremy has a chance?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, fine. Mine. That'll work. That saves a tiebreaker, I guess. Yeah.
Who's up? You?
Yeah.
School of Rock.
Oh, good movie. Underrated movie.
Good play.
78%.
You say 78?
Mm-hmm.
72.
84.
With the win, John Bender,
91%. Yeah. Yes.
Solid movie. Wow. Solid movie. Wow.
If you make a musical out of it, I feel like it's got a
good,
high score.
That's a good movie.
Sound
movie.
It really is.
Good movie, yeah. All right. Well, now let's go ahead and not make any ifs, ands, or buts about it. Let's throw it to Missy and see if she brought anything.
Who remembers Lieutenant?
She brought
She's
something.
She's got something.
I feel
She's
like we need, yeah, we need like some sort of like.
Who remembers Lieutenant Einhorn?
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel,
yeah.
Is Einhorn.
Finkel is Einhorn.
Yeah. 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 Y'all hear about this chick?
I know. What's
Sean Young?
Yeah, Sean Young. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Wackadoodle.
Crazy. So I guess she was fired from some sort of production or whatever, and she's caught on tape stealing in broad daylight stuff from the production, like chairs and.
Wait, the lady who played Einhorn and Finkel?
Yeah.
Sean Young.
She's like, you watch the videotape, and it's like all the stuff is stacked up on the curb, and her and some other dude are just casually packing the stuff in her SUV, and she's caught on tape. But apparently I just read that she has been signed on for something else now. So.
Well, hey, man, you know what?
Winona Ryder shoplifted, and now we love her in Stranger Things.
True. Yeah.
She has not aged well at all.
She is a wackadoodle. So if you guys don't remember, and I remember this vividly because I was a comic book guy, when Batman came out, the second one, and they were casting for Catwoman, Sean Young was a lot of people's pick to be Catwoman.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, really?
Well, because she was kind of intense, like a wackadoodle is, and pretty sexy at the time. And she got passed up. She made the roundabouts in Catwoman outfits on talk shows and would bomb, like, press conferences.
Oh, shit.
Wow. And say, you messed up here, and, like... Yeah, she's. There's a lot of good stories.
You know, back in the day, though,
Michelle
that's
Pfeiffer,
crazy.
Let's break this down. How did Michelle Pfeiffer do in that role?
Awful, because it was an awful movie.
Yeah.
It's not an awful movie.
Oh, it's an awful movie.
It's okay.
No, it's as shitty as a Batman movie has been. It's not as shitty as Batman and Robin, but it features penguins with.
So wait, so you're going to go Batman Forever over Batman
and No. Batman Forever is the worst. No. And Batman and Robin. Batman Forever.
Batman Robin.
And then Batman Returns. But those are all so bad that Batman runs and hides from it, the original. He's like, I don't want to be associated with any of these
guys. I got to be honest. I don't really like the original Batman.
Oh, man. That was a good movie.
Solid. No, it wasn't.
What? Jack?
Batman kills people. I don't like it.
Anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
He does. That's it. Goes
anyway.
Does he kill people?
Yeah. He, like, throws a grenade and catches it and, like, throws it right back at the dude. That's murder. Sorry.
Well, she did not age well. She is clearly stealing, but, yeah. So,
wait. So, when I originally read this story, I get the Sean Young and the girlfriend of Chandler's from Friends where he stole. I thought they were the same person.
No. They don't even
I had to look it up. Kathy,
alike.
You remember Kathy? No, they are both redheads.
I'm not saying that, but...
No, like, Joey's? Yeah,
Kathy,
Joey.
It was Joey's girlfriend stole her.
She's the girl from John Stamos show that we liked there for a while with Josh Peck or whatever his name. Or,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, isn't this the same person?
I was thinking it was
because,
Janice.
Man, I thought it was the same person because I was like, this bitch has not aged well.
Oh, my God.
No.
Ace Ventura.
You got to say, oh, my God.
That's a lot better.
Yeah.
By the way, Sean Young's career, pretty solid. You know, Stripes, Blade Runner, Dune.
Oh, I forgot she's in Stripes.
Dune. Yeah. Like with The Rock?
No.
That's not
Dune.
A Dune. I thought you said Doom.
Sting?
Speaking of, they're bringing Dune back. They're
Kiss
doing
Before
another one.
Dying? 92, she made a lot of movies.
Solid year for her.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably the year she looked the best.
Ace Ventura was what? 91?
94.
She has that old school movie starlet look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was very attractive back in the day.
She did. Please look her up, people, because she
is
not
old. How old is she? I feel like your age is.
I can tell you real quick how old she is. I have her on the Wikipedias right here.
She's older than me.
So I want to talk about Dan Harmon for a second.
Hold on one second. She is
compliment me. Currently, I compliment you. It's all the thing we do.
58 years old. By the way, it's not your turn yet. We're still in the throw it to Missy segment for Missy. If she's done, we can move on to Bender.
Yep.
Please.
Bender.
Tom, I'm in the market for a new team if Kroenke takes all of Arsenal over.
Oh, he did.
Is it official now?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Ben, come over to the dark side of Man U with me.
No, I think I'm going to... I'm Lukaku, I'm testing man. Out Tottenham.
Tottenham?
Testing them out.
That's a good team to test out.
Yeah. They came in third last year, so I'm going to give them a shot this weekend.
Harry Kane, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to give you... I mean, obviously, I got a kid coming, but I was thinking like September.
I'm gonna give you the kid.
Yeah, you can have him. I mean, honestly, he seems all right.
Yeah, he's gonna shit and sleep a lot. So,
but anyways, I was gonna say we should get together soon, and I'd give you the opportunity to persuade me to come over to the Liverpool side.
Oh, you'll never walk alone. That's all you need to know,
buddy.
That'd be
fine. I mean, I'm gonna test out Tottenham.
Beat
but,
down City on West Ham United.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
They're a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Your boy Dan Harmon. Yep. Let's talk about him for a second. So I don't even know how I think I heard a Michael McDonald song over the weekend, and I wanted to revisit Yacht Rock. Did we talk about Yacht Rock ever on this show?
Nope.
Does anybody know what Yacht Rock is?
Nope. No.
So Yacht Rock was
it Channel 101 thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And so we all know what Channel 101 is.
Started by Dan Harmon.
Yep. So J.D. Risner, who's somewhat famous, he had a Channel 101 show called Yacht Rock, which is basically like... a loosely based adventures of Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, I've heard this. I
hadn't watched him in years, and I watched it, and Dan Harmon is in it.
Yeah.
And so I started reading a little research about it. Not only is Dan Harmon in it, Justin Roiland is in it as well.
Yeah, that's where they all came from. Rob Schraub, all of them.
Yeah, he plays Christopher Cross.
Yeah.
Sailing. Oh. Yeah, so I've been listening to a lot of Yacht Rock. It's awesome.
It's made you happy. It's the channel.
So I can't see Tom so excited to tell that story. He's, he's like a little kid
if
on Christmas.
Yeah. Just Google our YouTube search, Channel 101. There was some smart stuff.
Yeah.
They, unfortunately, Channel 101 was kind of at the end of all these improv groups getting their TV shows like Exit 56 and New Kids on the Block or New Kids in the Hall and all that stuff.
Sure.
So they never got their show, but boy, they sure put out a shit ton of real famous people.
But they were on the edge of YouTube becoming like a big thing.
Well,
too.
They had their own website that you could subscribe
to
and
watch.
Videos, yeah. Yeah, it was before YouTube.
Oh, really?
Was big.
See, I thought it was on the edge of YouTube, like just starting.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why you can still see them there now. But yeah, that's pretty good. I'm a Harmon fan, man.
Can I ask a question about Dan Harmon?
Yep.
So, is he legitimately getting in shape?
He's been working out hard. He's been trying to get.
I mean,
in shape,
you can tell that he's lost weight.
Yep, he has.
Sometimes it's like he's making a mockery of his workouts. And
well, so the guy that's his trainer. Is a guy that used to just come to his shows, kind of like Spencer Crittenden is, who's his assistant and got famous and directed some episodes of some of the shows he's done. It's a guy that's just a crazy man that come to his shows, said, I'll get you in shape, and he keeps him motivated by playing music and yelling at him, and he does it on his
sometimes
work.
Sometimes he'll post videos of his workouts.
Every day.
And it's like, every day.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's like he's... I don't know, doing some silly ass shit.
He does make it funny.
But I guess that's how you get it. That's how you kind of like stay in the mode to work out.
Oh, yeah, he's trying his best to lose weight because he admittedly became a fat slob.
Well, and he always has hot girlfriends.
Well, being real rich does that for you.
Hot girls want his fat ass on top of them.
Yeah, well, they get on top
of
him.
Speaking of guys in shape, did you see that trailer for that new Netflix movie with Jonah Hill and Emma Stone?
Oh, yeah.
He's legitimately skinny now.
Oh, but
really?
He's not funny when he's skinny.
The trailer looks
it's
good.
It's not a funny movie.
It's a
sci-fi film.
I guess
but,
he gets serious for serious.
No,
like
he's been
serious,
trying to lose weight for years.
No, no, there,
like,
he has lost weight, and there's a funny story. Or like Robin Williams. A lot of people say every time Robin Williams had a beer, it's a serious role. And anytime Jonah Hill loses weight, it's a serious role.
Yeah.
If he's fat, he's funny. If he's
he's like legitimate. It's kind of
so
off-putting.
They came back together, him and Emma Stone.
Yeah, and like a weird Netflix sci-fi. I forget what the name of it is. The trailer is trippy as fuck.
I want to watch that Kelsey Grammer and what's
it? I watched it. Like Father?
Yeah, is it good?
Oh, yeah, it was good.
I want to watch it. That was going to make us watch it one night.
You can't make me do
it. I feel like they forced you to think it was more deep than it really was.
Well, it's a Netflix show.
Kelsey Grammer is great.
He's a great actor.
What's her name? Kristen Bell.
Yeah, Kristen Bell. That's why I wanted to watch it.
Good.
We like Kristen Bell.
You do.
You do too.
I do too, but that first colonoscopy you had.
Kristen Bell
was
my
like,
nurse.
That nurse looks like Kristen Bell.
Don't
leave
me hanging
Kristen
there, bro.
Bell right
and her
there.
Name, and her name was Kristen.
Yeah, no, it was good. Rachel and I watched it the other day. It's you know, some of us here have father issues, mother issues, whatever. It hangs a little out there for you.
I don't know. Well, I think we all have some sort of parent issues here.
That's a pretty good job of...
I'm surprised I stayed off the pole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. At least the pipe.
Yeah.
it was good, though. It's definitely worth watching.
I tell you what, I don't have very much on the throw it to Missy except... Softball is kind of winding down for us. Soccer's in full swing, and we're kind of overdue for on location or something special, like you were talking earlier.
Yeah, I figured the fall.
So we need to come back. Yeah, we need to go throw some access.
Sure. Someone's having a baby soon, so we might have to wait till
October is going
to
be.
Are you going to be able to draft on August 29th if we do it?
Our one for his that we do is on the 30th, so that's probably a no for you.
You're gonna do it?
I've already signed up for his.
Though?
Yeah, I'll draft from home.
All right, that's all that matters.
I want to go to Hooters.
It'll
but,
just be you and Jason at
we,
Hooters.
Man,
again.
We got drunk when it was just me and him that first year.
I'm gonna try okay to. Last year.
There's a chance that Tom will get into it, so the better than average chance.
Yeah, I'll do it. We have to do a remote.
But. We have one spot. Wow, you can't come to Hooters with us.
He's drafting with me the next day, and he's in charge of it.
We have one spot that may or may not come open, but I'd say if I were betting man, there's an 80% chance it'll come open. So.
I would say 99. Yeah. If it's my brother, it's 99.
Yeah, probably. So that's it. That's all I got. Let's make it happen. Yeah, let's work. I tell you what. Here we go. We'll make the first time you are allowed to get out after the kid's born, like when you can actually get some freedom and go do something.
Yep.
We'll do a podcast somewhere.
Wait.
But we got the chili cook-off probably coming soon.
No, we do not.
So oh, they're not doing
it. They put it at a shitty
how
day.
How opposed would your wife be to us coming and podcasting at the house?
Oh, she'd be cool.
Because she'd be there.
She'd be cool.
Yeah, she'd be fine with that. Yeah, we'll come to you. Oh, we'll do a we'll do a new baby podcast.
Yeah. Oh, adorable.
Well, people will not see how cute your baby is.
Yeah.
Because it's a podcast.
You know what's going to be funny?
You know what? We could do a little game that Tom could put a game together, and then one of you guys wins a baby at the end.
Hey, I feel like being the...
only if it's Vera.
I feel like before
potty
we...
potty train.
Before we sign off, I'd be remiss to not mention that this podcast was kind of sponsored loosely by Sweetwater. Because they're finally in St. Louis, and everybody's making a big deal.
They're pretty solid.
It's not the first time I've had Sweetwater. In fact, every time I've flown American Airlines, I've had Sweetwater. I think it's American. It might be United.
Yeah.
But they serve Sweetwater, so I've had the 420 and a hop hash on a plane. They're okay.
It's fine. It's
I don't think the hype is – I mean, we get a new brewery into our market, people get excited.
I heard it in Hilton Head for the first time, and I was like –
Mother's was bigger for me than this was, but this, I mean, still not bad.
Mother's beer's better, honestly.
I did not like the Tropical Lover as much as you did.
I didn't have the Tropical Lover.
Oh, yeah.
I had the other.
This is a Berliner Weiss with sour in it.
I'm not looking forward to this pineapple IPA.
I'm going
to
try it. I'm going to drink it here in just a second.
That was good.
So, yeah, I'm going to drink it after the
Yeah
Buoy.
What I am digging, though, is this Yeah Buoy.
Yeah Buoy.
Super fucking good.
From Logboat and Four Hands.
Logboat and Four Hands. Two locals. Yeah, two locals. So, good job.
It's super good, and I'm really digging these IPLs, the
Indian Pale Lagers. Yeah. That's some newer trends.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go. That's the whole frickin' episode, so I think it's time to say goodbye, Thomas.
So long.
Farewell. Avida say, Tommy.
Let's go, Blues. We'll see you in October.
You gotta follow that.
Hold on to your butts.
Bye.
You suck.
And the music
more like the
Bot
Craps. Hey now.
Bye.